My Music. A panel game devised by Tony Tryon and Edward J. Mason. Chairman, Steve Race.
Thank you. As the song has it, happy days are here again. Or a happy half hour, anyway, with John Amos, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden. John, just a bit of simple identification. What's this? What is it, John?
Brahms, piano yes. Concerto, number 2 in yes. B-flat.
Part of the...
83?
Yes, part of the which movement?
Last movement,
yes,
the Rondo.
Yes, that's right.
It was composed 7 years after Brahms had grown his beard.
Bowman. Oh, really?
Yes.
That I did not know. No. It was played on that record by Daniel Barenboim, conducted by Sir John Barbirolli.
I heard a story about Barbirolli the other day. The Halley Orchestra and Sir John were on a European tour, and they got as far as Dubrovnik. And it was a very hot heat wave, and they had to have a long rehearsal because they were just going to do Programme B. And they were all tired, and they finished the rehearsal, and they all gradually dispersed. And Sir John felt very tired. He picked up his walking stick and his big, floppy, black velvet hat that he always wore. And when he just opened the doors to get out of the cathedral, he felt so tired that he had to sit down right there on the steps of the cathedral and have a ziz. So he put his walking stick down and his floppy hat and zizzed off for about a quarter of an hour, and when he woke up, he'd made 15 quid.
Frank, you'll know this tune, I'm sure.
Battle hymn of the Women's Institute.
Actually, it was recorded at the last night of the proms. It's theirs as well. Frank, as I said, you know that tune. You know who composed it, probably.
Harry.
I'm sure you know who wrote the words.
Yes. Blake. William Blake.
That's right. But this instinct...
What else do you need for Mark?
I tell you what I need. I need to know who suggested to Parry that he should set that poem to music.
Well, it wasn't me.
I can tell you, he was the poet laureate. He died at the age of 85 in 1930.
Wasn't Pam Ayres?
No.
I'm sorry, I can't help you.
It was between Pam Ayres and McGonagall working back. No. No, do you know who he was? He wrote a poem, I Love All Beauteous Things.
Bridges,
Robert Bridges, yes. Ian, for you, a lovely voice in a lovely aria.
That was the Countess in The Marriage of Figaro.
Yes.
Is that what you wanted?
Yes. Yes, that would be fine. Yes, Poggio Amore, she was singing. Who was the singer?
I'm not absolutely sure. I sang in the opera a good many times, but I never sang with that lady.
No, she's later, if I may say so.
Oh, you may say so.
Very large lady with a wonderful voice.
Oh, very large lady.
Yeah.
Jessie Norman.
Jessie Norman.
Talking of her being a very large lady, I heard a delightful story about her the other day. She always, I gather, is very, very jokey about her size. Mm. And I think it was at the Royal Opera House she was rehearsing. And backstage, there was a very narrow sort of way that she had to get through to get from one side of the stage to the other. And she sort of couldn't get through. And a helpful member of the stage crew said, "Miss Norman, why don't you try sideways?" And she turned to him, she said, "I haven't got a sideways."
Oh, bless her. Was from Mozart's Marriage of Figaro, yes. Dennis, as so often before, rather different music for you. This jazz number is called For Others. Woody Herman's Four Others. Four other whats, Dennis?
Well, I don't know, but I take it. But Woody Herman loved sort of consequential titles, didn't he? Yeah. Because it's the first heard and the second heard and the third heard. And he had a very successful record with the... Was it the second heard? Four Brothers,
yes,
which was Stan Getz. Yes. You know, it was that wonderful saxophone lineup.
The sax players, that's right.
This is Woody Herman, and because those weren't saxophones, that was trombones.
That's right. They were four trombones in the sequel to Four Brothers, yeah. Let's just see if there are any jazz fans in the audience. What's this tune called? It's an early work. Anybody know what it's called? Yes, an early work, I said. It's called Opus One. Yeah. Gene Krupa's record, that was. "Your piano medleys," writes a listener in Carshalton, "may not delight Frank and Co, but they give me endless delight."
How are we doing, sir?
But she goes on, "Your rather juicy taste in harmonies sometimes phases me. So how about a medley for the right hand only? Thank you, Mrs. Howard, on behalf of my left hand. One right-hand tune-only medley coming up. Any suggestions, first gentleman, as to what I should do with my left hand while playing this?"
Not till afterwards.
Cracking walnuts, anything.
How many have we got? How many each? How many songs?
Four tunes each.
Because I get overexcited. No, four each. Right.
Four tunes each, then you stop, and then the other side take over. Right, right hand. Difficult to do. I don't know why it should be difficult to play, but it is.
You
there we are. Right.
Three first notes per tune, then.
Well,
yes, even more fiendish than ever. Isn't it a pity that she's such a scatterbrain?
Scatterbrain, yes.
The something on the something.
Not quite.
The Earwig's Wedding or something like that.
Tin Mogadors or something.
No, you don't know. It's
Butterflies.
Butterflies in the Rain.
Oh, yeah. Yes. It comes later, though.
Then came...
You didn't play Butterflies in the Rain, did you?
Yes,
Over there.
Ah, thank you. And...
There's a birdie and the sycamore tree. Yes. The sick of tea.
Yes. Sycamore tree.
Listener who wrote and said that her mother was walking around the house singing, "Oh, the birdies and something, when they're sick in a tree." Chirping of the birdies.
Yeah. Well, no,
the title was
the
Dickie Bird Hop. That's right. Over to the other side, long last.
We didn't do very well.
Mikado's song.
Yes, that's right. And then the wrong, I played wrong, but I'll now play it right.
Oh, yes. As long as you're not in love with somebody, why don't you fall in love with me?
Yes, that's right. As long as you're not in love with somebody else. Yeah. And then...
Maria.
Yes. Maria from. And then
The other whistling one. Whistler
and his dog. That's right.
Right, got it.
Didn't know Whistler had a dog. A mother.
Had a mother.
Mother, yes.
Back to the words of songs. John, can you think of a song that mentions the little German band?
No.
I think it goes.
German band, the music's great.
It's called, isn't it?
Oh, it's no. Down at the old Bull and Bush. Ah. Yeah, the little German band.
Oh, Zion.
Frank, my sacroiliac.
Oh, is South America Take It Away?
That's right,
I've got something in my sacroiliac.
A strange click-clack in the back of my sacroiliac.
Click-clack in the back of my sacroiliac. South America, Take It Away.
Yeah. Ian, a reprise in a different key.
Now, Miss Sarah, if you please sing a scale for me. Take a breath and now reprise in a different key.
That's the one, yes.
All my life.
It's the verse of...
I'll See You Again.
Thank you, yes.
Beautiful song.
Yes, lovely. Dennis, you're particularly good at this, so let me make it difficult for you. And you know what that means, don't you?
Yes, it's impossible it means.
I know a way to make it difficult.
Yes, you put the emphasis on the wrong word.
Yes, that's right. Mm. Right, here's yours. More than one tree.
Down in the country, you'll find more than one tree on which you've a place in my heart.
That's right. Right.
Time was Hubert Gregg.
Time was that a little lady.
I believe Hubert Gregg is very fond of that song.
Ah, yes. He didn't write it fond of it.
No.
One for our faithful audience. Yes, another chance to shine. What's this song? She weighed up everything that I had on. Poor John. John took me up home to see his mother, that's right. Memorably sung by Rita Hayworth in Dennis Witch film, do you know?
Well, having laid a trap for me,
It
was not sung by Rita Hayworth in any film. It was dubbed for Rita Hayworth. In Covergirl, yes?
Good. Now, this is when I say... Yes, that's right, looking at my script. But I hadn't spotted that. Yes, of course, it was done for her. Let's break into the questioning and have just a moment's chat about something. I've been wondering whether, when listening to music, you ever, or often, find yourself moved to tears. Many people do. John, are you sometimes a lacrimose listener?
Yes, I am. Me and Hitler, we both cry.
Yes. Embarrassing sometimes, but it can happen
a bit. Yes. The last time I cried, I think it was that wonderful record of Bing Crosby with Yasha Heifetz doing an obbligato.
Oh.
When my caravan has rested.
Really? Yes, you heard it recently, I hope. Because I
heard it on a tape in a car.
Oh, yes. It's just something beautifully done, isn't it?
Absolutely.
That particular record, yes.
My man's gone now. Porgy and Bess. Nearly always gets me.
Yeah. Frank, are you a tearful listener to music?
No. Quite a gentle chap. I don't throw it about. I am moved by music, but it doesn't come out in tears.
Mm.
The most moving... I've had this before. I remember saying at St Andrews University, at San Salvador's Chapel, and it's the musical university. It's called the musical university. When the choir was singing Handel's Judas Maccabeus. And the girls soared up in the obbligato, and it was the most beautiful noise, but it didn't come out as tears. I roared with laughter. It was sort of glee at this beautiful sound.
Pure delight, Rarely comes to our spirit of delight. Ian, do you cry at...
Not loudly, but yes, I have been moved to tears often with music. Sometimes listening to a fellow performer in the course of a performance, when anyway one's emotions are very much on the surface. But one of the things that, funnily enough, makes me cry quite often or brings tears to my eyes is applause after a performance, particularly with some young person, and they have done very well, and the audience rises to them, and you think to yourself, isn't that marvellous? There they are, they're starting out on their career, and they've achieved something, and that can bring the tears to my eyes.
Yes.
Courage does, doesn't it?
Yes. Dennis. Because singing is courage, actually.
No, I resent it very much. I mean, the kind of easy tears when you've had a few drinks and you listen to somebody singing "The Party's Over," you know, or those maudlin country and western songs. If I remember in the RAF, there used to be a Yorkshire sergeant, and if you poured four beers into him and then very gently sang "You Are My Sunshine," he went into racking sobs. We never knew why. But what I resent is that I don't know enough about music. I've got this blind spot, this tin ear, that I don't derive all those emotional experiences from music, and I'm terribly envious of people who do.
Richard Waring, dear friend and colleague, cries when he's dancing
Moon River. Yeah.
Oh. Particularly my honeysuckle friend.
Well, talking of people crying and being in tears, does anybody remember who this was? Thank you. Yes, right. Just thought we'd try. See if you're still awake out there. Yeah. It was indeed Johnny Ray.
He was wired up, wasn't he, with an enormous white cable which came out of his ear.
He had a deaf aid, that's right.
He had about 50 amps without trouble.
Here's somebody with a really rich, beautiful voice, Bruce Hubbard, as you'll hear over the next minute or two. John, he's singing here a song about simple gifts.
It's a gift to be simple, 'tis the gift to be free, 'tis the gift to come down where you ought to be. And when we find ourselves in the place just right, 'twill be in the valley of love and delight.
Whose arrangement, John?
I don't know. I know Aaron Copland did arrange it, but and it comes in a ballet of his. It's Appalachian Spring, I think.
Yes, it's
Shaker Song.
It's from his old American songs, Aaron Copland. Yes, Shaker Song, true. Frank, this is a song you've heard someone else sing. John sang that for us once, didn't he? Your question, Frank, the Ohio River that Bruce Hubbard was singing about there is a tributary of an even more musical river than that. Any idea which one?
Yeah, it's Mark Twain territory.
Ah, yeah,
he worked both rivers.
Yes.
It flows into the Mississippi. Old man, Mississippi.
It's the one you sweat and strain on. That's right. Ian, a show song. Which show, please, or at any rate, which show composer?
Everybody says don't, it isn't right, don't, it isn't nice. Everybody says don't, walk on the grass, don't disturb the peace, don't skate on the ice. Well, I say, walk on the grass, it was meant to feel, I say, sail. Tilt at the windmill, and if you fail, you fail.
Songwriter?
Well, I don't know the show, but I feel that the style of the music is Stephen Sondheim.
Yes, it's Stephen Sondheim, and Dennis can help you with the show, I think.
I think it's Anyone Can Whistle.
Anyone Can Whistle, yes. Dennis, your turn. Bruce Hubbard sings this song beautifully, I think.
For you, for me, forevermore. It's bound to be forevermore. It's plain to see. We found by finding each other the love we wait for.
Now, the songwriters, Dennis.
Well, that's interesting, wasn't it? That's from that posthumous Gershwin, The Shocking Miss Pilgrim.
That's right.
And it's the Gershwin brothers. Actually, I, like John sang that other song, I sang a song from that than that film called Aren't You Kinda Glad We Did? And I always remember you. See, where I take my songs, these rubbish songs that I sing at the end of the programme, I take them along to Steve after I've gathered them, and he sort of plays them through with sort of patient resignation at these awful melodies. And I took this one, and he just looked at the music, and he started playing, and he lit up from inside. He said, oh, this is different. And he looked at the top, and of course it was about the only Gershwin song that I've ever sung. So I remember that one.
All the others were... Suddenly Gershwin in the middle of all this.
You're using your left hand again.
I am, I'll tell you.
I saw it.
There's an old favourite song called Just Like the Ivy, which is appropriate because you're going to find that Frank Muir's version grows on you. Here it is.
Oh, you... Just like the ivy on the old garden wall, clinging so tightly, whate'er may befall. When I grow older, I'll be constant and true, and just like the ivy, I'll cling to you.
Lauren Bacall had a famous line in the film To Have and Have Not. You remember, she said to Humphrey Bogart, just whistle. You know how to whistle, don't you, Steve? You just put your lips together and blow. I wonder if whistling's really as easy as that. Prove it, John.
Two, three.
Time stood still for a while. The audience is crying. It may be advisable for any true blue, leak-hearted Welshman listening to switch off for a minute, because Dennis has what sounds to me suspiciously like parody lyrics to Men of Harlech. On your own head be it, Dennis, if someone comes along and gives you an up and under.
What's the use of wearing braces, vests and pants and boots with laces, hats and spats you buy in places down on Brompton Road? What's the use of shirts of cotton, studs that always get forgotten? These affairs are simply rotten, better far is woad. Woad's the stuff to show men, woad to scare your foemen. Boil it to a brilliant blue and rub it on your back and your abdomen. Ancient Briton never hit on anything as good as woad to fit on. Neck or knees or where you sit on, go it, ancient Brits.
I think it's unlikely that Ian will insult the Scots with a parody song. No, this is the real thing, Ian, isn't it?
I'm Geordie Mackay of the HLI. I'm fond of the lasses and a drappy forby. One day when out walking I chanced to see a bonny wee lass with a glint in her ee. Says I to the lassie, will you walk for a while? I'll buy ye a bonnet, we'll do it in style. My kilt is Mackenzie or the HLI. She looked at me shyly and said with a sigh, ah, Gordon for me, a Gordon for me. If you're no a Gordon, you're no use to me. The Black Watch are broad, the sea faults and all, but the cocky wee Gordons are pride o'er them all.
It's a Gordon for him and it's good night from me. But let me tell you first, we have a victory this week for John Amis and Frank Muir. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music with John Amis, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race and the programme was produced by Richard Edis.